कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन भाला भा गिरिवा राधारे गोपी जन भाला भा गिरिवा राधारे गोपी जन भला भा गिरिवा राधारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीरा बन छे जमुना तीरा बन छे जैया राधा माधवा जया कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमाधि डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमाधि डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गौस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Grantara Shrimam Bhagavatam ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to Shishiguru and Shiguranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonon, Chapter 17, The History of Kaliya, Text 1, 2, first, I'm going to read the overview of the whole chapter. Chapter 17, The History of Kaliya. This chapter describes how Kaliya left the island of the snakes and how the sleeping residents of Vrindavan were safe from a forest fire. When King Parikshit inquired about Kaliya's leaving the Ramanaka, the abode of the serpents, and about why Garuda acted inimically towards him, Sri Sukadev Goswami replies as follows. All the serpents on the island were afraid of being devoured by Garuda. To placate him, every month they would leave various offerings for him at the foot of a banyan tree. But Kaliya, puffed up as he was with false pride, would eat these offerings himself. Hearing of this, Garuda became furious and went to kill Kaliya, whereupon the snake began biting the great bird. Garuda fiercely beat him with his wings, sending Kaliya fleeing for his life to a lake adjoining the Yamuna River. Prior to the above incident, Garuda had once come to the Yamuna and started eating some fish. Saubari Rishi had tried to stop him, but Garuda, agitated by hunger, had refused to heed the sage prohibitions. And in response, the sage has cursed Garuda that if he ever came there again, he would immediately die. Kaliya had heard of this, and thus he lived there without fear. In the end, however, he was driven out by Sri Krishna. When Lord Balaram and all the residents of Vrindavan saw Sri Krishna rise up out of the lake, beautifully decorated with many different gems and ornaments, they embraced him in great pleasure. The spiritual master, priests, and learned brahmanas then told Nanda Maharaj, the king of the cowherds, that although his son has been caught in the grips of Kaliya, it was by the king's good fortune that he was now free again. Because the people of Vrindavan were quite worn out by hunger, thirst, and fatigue, they spent that night on the banks of the Yamuna. In the middle of the night, a fire happened to blaze up within the forest, which has become dry during the hot season. As the fire surrounding the sleeping inhabitants of Vrindavan, they suddenly awoke and rushed to seek Krishna for protection. Then the unlimitedly powerful Lord Sri Krishna, seeing his dear relative and friend so distressed, immediately swallowed up the terrible forest fire. Text number one. Sri Raja Uvacha. Na. That's the one that is there? Okay. So this is number one. Sri Raja Uvacha. Nagalajan Ramanakam Katantatyaja Kaliya Kritam Kimba Suparnasya Tenaikena Samanjasam. Translation. Having thus heard how Lord Krishna chastised Kaliya, King Parikshit inquired, why did Kaliya leave Ramanaka Island, the abode of the serpents, and why did Garuda become so antagonistic toward him alone? Now today's verse in the board. Sri Sukha Uvacha Upaharya Sarpa Janair Masima siha jovali Banapatyo mahabaho Naganam cha Upaharyai sarpa janair Masima siha jovali Vanaspatyo mahabaho Naganan pranirupita. Please chant. Text number three. Swam swam bhagam prajachanti naga parvani parvani gopita jatmana sarve suparnaja mahatmane. word by word. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Sukadev Goswami said, Upaharjai, who were qualified to make offerings, Sarpa Janai, by the serpent race, Masimasi, each month, Iha, here, in Nagalaya, Jaha, which, Balihi, offering of tribute, Banaspatya, at the base of a tree, Mahabaho, O mighty arm, Parikshit, Naganam, for the serpents, Prak, previously, Nirupitaha, ordained, translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sukadev Goswami said, to avoid being eaten by Garuda, the serpents has previously made an arrangement with him whereby they will each make a monthly offering of tribute at the base of a tree. Thus, every month, on schedule, O mighty arm, King Parikshit, each serpent will duly make his offering to that powerful carrier of Vishnu as a purchase of protection. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami has given an alternate explanation of this verse. Upaharjai may also be translated as, quote, by those who are to be eaten, end of quote. And Sarpa Janai as, quote, those human beings who were dominated by or who belong to the serpent race, end of quote. According to this reading, a group of human beings has fallen under the control of the serpents and were prone to be eaten by them. To avoid this, the human beings will make a monthly offering to the serpents, who in turn will offer a portion of that offering to Garuda, so that he will not eat them. The particular translation given above is based on the commentary of Srila Sanatana Goswami and the translation by Srila Prabhupada in his Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In any case, all the Acharyas agree that the serpents purchase protection from Garuda. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Ramapada Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. I'm going to also read, just to get the expanded picture of these two verses, the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami, and Srila Sanatana Goswami. In one sense, you know, because this is our disciplic succession, and some of the ideas are reinforced, but it's the same idea. But also we have the quotation of the commentary of Sridhar Swami that have this other aspect, or an, like the devotees comment, an alternate explanation or opening of this verse. So in text number one, here's Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. They're very short. The 17th chapter relates the reason of Kaliya's fear of Garuda, the curse of Savari on Garuda, how Krishna rejoined the cowherd men and women, and then in the evening rescued the boys from a forest fire. Srila Jiva Goswami, hearing of the safety of Braja by showing the praise of Krishna at the completion of the pastime, Parikshit, please, and in a sober condition, ask about the previous history for producing excellence in the story. The snake place on the island was their natural habitat, not that of Garuda. Many other snakes lived there. It was previously said that Kaliya lived in fear of Garuda. What did he do to Garuda? The word va indicates inquiry. And Srila Chanatana Goswami, more or less the same. Parikshit was pleased and relieved on hearing that the Lord was saved and that he had given mercy to Kaliya. But there was some reason why the snake left his place out of fear of Garuda and took shelter of Vrindavan. Parikshit asked out of curiosity about another story in order to understand why wicked Kaliya took shelter of a great holy place. The snake place on the island was the natural habitat, not that of Garuda. And more or less the same thing that Srila Jiva Goswami said. Many other snakes lived there. For what other reason, Kimba, did he take shelter of the Yamuna in Vrindavan? All the other snakes were afraid of Garuda. Why did Kaliya especially fear Garuda? The word va indicates inquiry. Please explain this. So, the pastime of that we just heard of Krishna chastising Kaliya is very extraordinary. And pretty much different than what King Parikshit had been hearing from Sukadeva Goswami of the pastimes of Krishna dealing with asuras, with demons. Vina Saja Chaduskritam. Krishna comes to eliminate these demoniac entities. But this case was very extraordinary because not only in the manner that Krishna performed the chastisement of Kaliya, but also that he transformed Kaliya instead of killing. He totally purified Kaliya and transformed it into a pure devotee. And so he didn't kill Kaliya, but he made it into a pure devotee. So that in itself is very extraordinary. But in one sense, nothing is difficult or impossible for the Lord. But the fact is that King Parikshit wanted to know more about who is this Kaliya? You know, how is that he received this extraordinary mercy, being who he was? Because Kaliya was a demoniac entity. We heard in the beginning of the 16th chapter that he was the embodiment of envy, violence, or what is it? Envy, deceit, and cruelty. So it was a terrible entity, a terrible demon, cruel, vicious, to the point the envy was so gigantic and the cruelty was so gigantic that the environment that he created was a deathly environment for all living entities. So the fact that Krishna didn't kill him but transform him is quite something. So King Pariksit want to know what is special. And he inquired how did he got to Vrindavan, why from the place that is a natural habitat for the snakes, which is this Naga, the kingdom of the snakes. What is the name that is given? Naga? Yeah, Ramana, that it says later that, you know, he was sent back to there, but, you know, which is that whole area of the Fiji Islands, the different islands that are in that area, is considered, there was a natural habitat for this Naga race. And so how is that this snake left that place and came to Vrindavan, a holy place? And so he wanted to know more. He wanted to know more about this individual and what made him qualified to receive these mercies. So we heard during the classes, through the classes in the previous chapter, a bit of the history of Kaliya. His Holiness Ramaprasad Swami explained how he became Kaliya and like that. But the natural questioning was there. And like I say, the explanation we hear, there's something that is very intriguing too about the fact that Kaliya was sent back to that area. So we know, we heard about this Ramanaka island, Ramanaka Dweep, this island, and the fact that it's understood that he's still there. So it's quite fascinating, and I thought, you know, to talk a little bit about that part. But before that, I'm going to read also the commentaries of our acharyas, well, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami, and Srila Sanatana Goswami, about the verse 2 and 3. So, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The snakes used to offer Garuda at the proper time, especially prepare fruits and roots under a tree in order to prevent Garuda from eating them. At that place, all the snakes used to present their individual offerings once every 15 days. Parvani, Parvani. This was in order to protect themselves. Gopi, Taya. Jiva Goswami, Sila Jiva Goswami. Almighty Armed King, by your progress as a king, even your enemies paid tribute to you. Every fortnight, they made offerings to Garuda, who had unlimited power, in order to contribute their share. And Srila Sanatana Goswami, three verses explains, the snake will make offerings of fruits and roots, which were previously determined monthly, which was previously determined monthly at the abode of the snakes. O mighty armed king, by your progress as a king, even your enemies pay tribute to you. Every fortnight, they made offerings to Garuda, who had unlimited power, in order to contribute their share. Because he was powerful, they had to make the offering. One could satisfy even a natural enemy with offerings of fruit alone, because he was a great soul. So, it is understood this Ramanaka Dwipa is to be the Fiji Islands. And so, traditionally, the Fiji Islands right now, the main religion or the dominant religion in the Fiji Islands is Christianity. But the ancient religion of the Fiji Islands, they have deities that are considered the root gods or the root deities. They call Kalaubu. Kalaubu in their language of, you know, the indigenous people of Fiji. So these Kalaubu, they call the root gods. And the main, and basically it's a pantheon, that's how you say pantheon, of gods that take different forms. Some of these gods take form of a big shark. And another, even as a, you know, as a fruit. So, and then we have one of them that is considered the most powerful and the main of those root gods, that is a snake. The name of this snake is Degei. And it is explained that this snake lives on this northern area of Fiji, and on the top of a mountain. The mountain is called the Nakaubhadra mountain range. Nakaubhadra. There is a connection. There's a great deal of connection of the Vedic culture that extend to all that area. So, in Sanskrit, it is called that Naka means mountains, and Vadra means a range or great mountains. You know, so there's all this connection. So on the top of this mountain, in a cave, it is understood that this great, powerful snake, the main root god worshipped by these indigenous Fijians, live. And the people surrounding this area, they make constant offerings of food to this great snake. And we hear from Srila Siddhar Goswami, of course, he's putting things together, but this is not, in one sense, you know, making the connections, but it's not what we hear here. So I won't necessarily take credit for that or say that this is, you know, facto. But the fact is that what Sridhar Goswami, said is that humans, this one way of understanding is that this verses is that humans used to make offerings to the snakes in order for the snakes not to eat them. So to be protected by the snakes, they will bring offerings. And these Rakiraki people, they used to bring great deals offerings because apparently the snakes were, you know, voracious eaters. And it is explained that they will bring pigs, turtles, and all kinds of vegetables and things like that, and offering to the snakes, or to these great snakes, Dakei. So to buy their protection. Now it is explained, what we hear in here is that the snakes, in turn, to protect themselves from Garuda, they will take part of that offering and make it to Garuda, so they won't get eaten by Garuda. So the one thing that we can understand is that, and that's what devotees understood, I mean, Hindus in general understand that this Dagay is no one else than Kaliya. And this is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. So this Kaliya after leaving Vrindavan took shelter on this place. And so there is this common tradition, you know, not only from the what we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam and the explanations of the disciplic succession, but also in the tradition of the Fiji Islands. So in 1970, Srila Prabhupada sent his disciples, actually very young Grihastha call to Fiji to preach. With the understanding that this was a place that the, you know, Kaliya is there. And so these two disciples were Upendra Prabhu and his wife, I can't remember the name of his wife. Chitraleka Mataji. Chitraleka. So Upendra Prabhu and Chitraleka Mataji. And I'm going to read some of the recordings that are there from BTG, from the memories of these devotees. So a little bit of how ISKCON got established in the Fiji Islands from Prabhupada's vision, which is very fascinating, and give us a picture also of you know, the establishment of and the connection that is there. The fact that the deity that Srila Prabhupada established is Krishna Kaliya. So in the BBT, so it is explained. The BBT had an article back in 1971 that tells us a little bit about the mission that Prabhupada, you know, how Prabhupada sent these two disciples. And then the report that these two disciples gave, and then got recorded in the BBT. Back to Godhead Magazine, 1971. From the every town and village. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has sent his disciples to the Fiji Islands in the Pacific Ocean, north of New Zealand, to spread the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has stated, quote, Lord Chaitanya declared that the chanting of the holy name will be heard in every town and village. Lord Chaitanya is an incarnation of Krishna. That is, he is God himself. Therefore, his prediction would take place. But if you will help to make it come about, then you can take credit for it. Otherwise, someone else will do it. End of quote. We have recently received a letter from Upendra Das Adhikari, a young disciple of His Divine Grace, who is leading the Sankirtan movement on Suva. Suva is the capital of the Fiji Islands, the main island of the Fijis. He writes, the young children, so Upendra writes, quote, the young children flock to the sound of the holy name and shout with clarity and volume, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The temple is packed on Sundays. Fijian girls dance joyfully to the Hare Krishna, to Hare Krishna. Krishna is so kind to us. Literally, everyone who sees us says Hare Krishna. And poor as people are, they are always willing to give us something to help us with our great work of spreading love of Krishna. End of quote. In one letter, Upendra Das described that Fiji is not at all a paradise. Quote, it is always humid, and if it's not cloudy and hot, then rainy and hot. There are flies, mosquitoes, flying cockroaches, etc. to contend with. Yet, even though all these minor things are there, Krishna consciousness is still strong. End of quote. Upendra is in Fiji with his wife. New devotees are going there to join them, and the local Fijians are taking part more and more in the joyous Sankirtan movement. And why should it be any surprise? All living entities are part and parcels of Krishna. The chanting of Hare Krishna is an international language. Anyone who takes part will feel his heart cleansed and will experience the ecstasy of a spiritual life. So, here's some of the memories of Upendra Prabhu and Chitraleka Dasi. Chitraleka Mataji. So these, Prabhupada specifically sent them, and to establish a temple there, and they're very young. They were in their 20s, super, super young. I mean, there's a picture of them. They look like babies, you know. So 1970, this is Chitraleka Mataji. Upendra went to Fiji first, about a month before I arrived. I believe it was September 1970. We were in Suva. People used to call us Mr. and Mrs. Swamiji, which we thought was very funny at that time, because we wore our yellow dhoti and sari. When we were in Fiji, an Indian family had given us a small Lord Nrisimhadev deity. I still have him. He was always our deity who presided over our center and our preaching there in Fiji. He was the first Nrisimhadev that appeared in our movement. Oh no, I just lost it. So that was very significant. He was given to us soon after we have arrived there. On Sunday, we had a feast and our place will be packed with Fijian people and Indian people. So they took very enthusiastically to the feast. Upendra always wrote to Prabhupada about the difficulties that we were running into and the criticisms. And one of the sadhus next door wanted to chant Hare Rama first instead of Hare Krishna first. Prabhupada just wrote back and said, quote, "Well, if he insists on chanting Hare Rama first, what is the harm? He is still chanting," end of quote. And part of it was their criticism about the color yellow for our dhotis and sari. Prabhupada answered back that, quote, "Usually white dhoti and colorful saris are worn as are what's worn in India. But when someone's engaged in preaching activities or devotional activities, they may wear yellow. And your life is always involved in preaching activities. So you may put on a white dhoti if you like. If you want, that is fine." End of quote. He was always instructing us every step of the way. Upendra will write him letters 2 or 3 times a month. So he was our guiding force all the way through. We really took to heart and felt like we have been given a responsibility to follow Lord Chaitanya's prediction that in every town and village there will be chanting of the holy name. So we literally went to every little village that we could, and often were hosted and in a very humble place, ancient temples of Narayan or Kali or whatever. But we will hold a program and all the villagers will come. There will be simple prasadam. Then we go on to another village and make our rounds. We went to Lautoka. Lautoka was the village, was the place that is understood where Kaliya first landed. That's the area where Kaliya reside by the mountains of this Lautoka village. We have met Vasudeva's father. Vasudeva became the first Fijian devotee initiated by Prabhupada. We became, you know, him and his brothers were the one who established the temples there. They provided the land and they got initiated by Prabhupada. There's also memories of them that are very, very wonderful. So Upendra and Chitraleka meant Vasudeva's father, who was a very elderly man at that point and had 5 sons, of whom Vasudeva was one of them. His father was a very devotional man and was always wanted to help in any way he could. And then we hear later how Vasudeva had come around to want to know more about Krishna consciousness and follow Prabhupada. And it was very exciting for us to see that from our humble beginnings that Vasudeva was going to take up the mission and carry on Krishna consciousness there under Prabhupada's supervision. So here's some of the memories of Vasudeva Prabhu and Bhagavati Dasi, which is the wife of Vasudeva. When they first came, Prabhupada will immediately engage Vasudeva Prabhu before being initiated in managing the affairs of the preaching center. They established a preaching center in Lautoka. So he started to manage the affairs of Krishna consciousness in Fiji. And eventually they secure land and they established the temple of Krishna Kaliya. So, so then Prabhupada explains that he was asked about, you know, if indeed Kaliya was there in this area, and Prabhupada basically confirmed it. And there's a curious thing that in the island there's no snakes. So if there is no snakes, it's okay. So how can Kaliya be there? Is, you know. So Prabhupada was asked this question, and this is how he answered. This is Madhudvisha Prabhu, who was present in this meeting. Vasudeva, Bhagavati Mataji, and Madhudvisha Maharaj at that time was there. So Madhudvisha Maharaj at that time, he tells a story. Some of the Hindus have said that this is Kaliya, who has come to Fiji when he was banished from the waters of Yamuna, and that his big snakes, and that this big snake was living up in a big lake up on the top of a mountain where nobody went. And Fiji, and in Fiji there is no snakes. So they told Prabhupada that, and Prabhupada said, quote, yes, then it is possible, because when there is a big snake, there is no small snakes, because the big snake will eat the small snakes, end of quote. So the fact that was no snake, that's proof, Srila Prabhupada said, that there's, you know, that yeah, it's possible, there's a big snake here. So one of the devotees took up the challenge to go to this lake. Apparently, traditionally, no one goes there. So it's a sacred place when the gay snake leaves. And if you get there, you can't return. You don't return. And if you happen to return, you return crazy. So this devotee decided, you know, one adventure devotee, I'm going. So one devotee, he took up the challenge to go to this lake. According to the superstition, if you went to the lake, you wouldn't come back or you will become insane. But not many people know how to get there. So he had to get a guide. So he pays this guy some money, and he was a little bit reluctant, but finally he agreed. So they started to hike up there, and a big storm came up, a big typhoon. Winds were blowing, trees were knocked over. So the guy became spooked, and he said, no, no, this is a sign, we're not supposed to go. So he abandoned him. So the devotee thought, quote, well, I'm going to do it. So he didn't know how to get there, but he still tried to persevere. But the storm became too violent and he could not do it. So because of that folk tale, Vasudeva established the Kaliya Krishna temple, the Krishna Kaliya temple, and his unique deity of Krishna dancing on the head of Kaliya serpent. You seen the picture of that deity? Yeah, very beautiful. And you have the two Nagapatnis, you know, side by side. So it's the only deity of Krishna. Shrimati Radharani is not next to him, but it's Krishna dancing in the hood of Kaliya and the two Nagapatnis. It's very beautiful. So this is Bhagavati and Vasudeva remembering Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada throughout was instructing Vasudeva how to carry Krishna consciousness and how to manage. And he was sending devotees to support him. One of the devotees that Prabhupada sent to support Vasudeva before, you know, he got initiated. They were given first and second initiation during the time of the inauguration or the foundation of the temple. So when the big festival for starting the temple and the land, then they got first and second initiation. Vasudev Prabhu, his wife, and Vasudeva's brother. But before that, Prabhupada was constantly directing him through letters how to properly manage, distribute books, preach, like that. And he will send also devotees to support. One of the devotees that came was Bhagavat Prabhu. When we first moved, my wife and I, to Tobacco, Bhagavat Prabhu was living there with his wife and child, and pretty far out devotee, beer, you know, very strong. And we always remember the picture, he would dye his beard red, so it will be this almost bright red, you know, beard and head, you know, like that. And he will come out of the window and, you know, it's almost like the sun came out. Anyway, Bhagavat Prabhu will be sent by Srila Prabhupada to help Vasudev manage. So throughout, until they secured land and Prabhupada came to establish the temple. So this is what they remember. Bhagavati Dasi. Then the next trip, Prabhupada came in 1976. Vasudeva, yes, to lay the foundation. Bhagavati, to lay the foundation, at that time we got initiation. Vasudev, I told Prabhupada, my brother Bhuvan Mohan, that's his initiating name, will take initiation. Yes, he agreed. So next day Prabhupada told Upendra, make it ready the yagya and I will give initiation. Bhagavati, he asked Prabhupada, I want to take initiation from you. This was Bhuvan Mohan. Prabhupada say, okay, shave your head. Vasudeva, so myself and Bhuvan Mohan shave head and we got ready to take initiation. Bhagavati, after initiation the next morning, Prabhupada calls in his room and gave us second initiation the next day to both of us. Vasudeva, but before Bhuvan Mohan said, I'm drinking tea, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, from today, you leave tea, no more tea, no more take tea. Then Bhuvan Mohan said, and chanting other mantra also, Prabhupada, he said. And Prabhupada said, this Hare Krishna mantra will conquer that. Prabhupada gave him initiation. Bhagavati, and he present his first mala to Vasudev, then to me and to Bhuvan Mohan. So, by Prabhupada's confirmation, so this Kaliya is who has been basically the presiding deity of these Fijian islands in terms of, you know, the root deity. Or the main root deity of the Fiji Islands from the Fijians. Now, through the establishments of Prabhupada's ISKCON temples, then the actual lore of Kaliya is being established as Krishna Kaliya. So, very appropriate that you see how that deity is Krishna dancing over the hoods of this great serpent. And so is established as the Lord of Kaliya. And from then, this the from that temple in Laukata, the whole movement has expanded. Now we have in Suva is the biggest temple outside India of Krishna. They established there is huge temple with a deity of Radha and Krishna being worshipped, very beautiful deities, and Lord Chaitanya is there. So so the movement has expanded tremendously in Suva. Our dear Bir Krishna Goswami goes there regularly to preach. And of course, Vasudev Prabhu is still there. So be wonderful one day to visit. Any comments or questions? It took long time. Sorry about that. I lost just in the reading the track of time. Say it 40. So maybe we just stop it like here. Is that all right? Or unless you want to say something. Any thoughts, comments, questions? All right. Thank you so much. Garantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.